Duff Goldman is a young, energetic upstart in the baking industry. He's the kind of guy who only cares what the rules are so that he's sure to break them all. He's got tattoos, he dresses like a skater, and he's been known to curse like a sailor when things get a little hot in the kitchen. But from all accounts, he's one of the nicest bosses one could hope to have. He's caught the attention of the Food Network, where he's a frequent guest on shows like Sugar Rush and Food Network Challenge, and he and his bakery are currently the subjects of a new reality TV series for the channel due to air this fall. I paid a visit to the bakery just as the crew was getting used to the constant presence of the TV cameras, but before they had become too much of an annoyance. Goldman took a moment to sit down and talk about his philosophy of life, art, power tools, friendship, and of course, cake. So why cake?
Why cake? I think cake is the perfect melding of everything that I do, you know, sort of artistic, and I love to cook, and I like to sculpt, and I like to figure out problems, and cakes are happy, you know. It's everybody that gets a cake, you're 99.9% of the time they're getting it for a happy occasion, you know, which is really nice. In terms of man hours, I would say, not including the actual baking of the cake itself, just in preparation, I would say anywhere from 15 to 200 hours. You know, it really just depends.
Wow.
You know, yeah. Some of them are really intense. Really intense. Like, we did a bar mitzvah a couple years ago that was, four 3 foot by 3 foot scale models of baseball stadiums. And like, they had cars, they had players, they had lights, scoreboards, fields, benches, like every detail that was on there. And one of the good things is that two of the people that work here actually used to build architectural models. And so it was great having those guys around. So I was basically working for them that week. I was like, tell me what you need me to do, you know, and we did it. The craziest cake I ever made, I made a cake for an episode of Sugar Rush on the Food Network, and it was a cannon. It was this big, like, it's like a 3.5 foot, 4 foot cannon. And I drove to Breezewood, Pennsylvania, and bought some crazy illegal fireworks. Like, really, like really dumb and dangerous, like mortar style stuff. So we made this cannon sticking straight up, and we hollowed it out, put a piece of PVC pipe, and went to my dad's house over in Cape St. Clair, and they just filmed us just drinking beer and shooting off fireworks for like 3 hours. It was pretty funny.
But the cake in the end actually shot fireworks?
The cake shot fireworks. When we were done shooting fireworks, we pulled the muzzle off, cut it up, and ate it.
Wow.
Yeah. It tastes a little like cordy, but it was all right, you know. There is nothing that we can't do. Sometimes there's things that we just don't feel like doing, but there's nothing that we can't do. They're like a Tibetan sand painting, you know, You work and work, and then it's gone in a flash. It's just gone. And then you just start over, you know? Well, my bakers are bakers, you know? That's what they do. I have two of them. And they bake, stack, and ice all of our cakes. And then the rest of us, pretty much, everybody just kind of does what they're good at, you know? My friend Sherry, she works down there. She's a really good sculptor. Anna is a really good designer, and she's really good with colors. Mary has just got a great sense of design, is incredibly patient. You know, she can sit there and pipe a little thing, and she'll do it for 12 hours. I mean, she's amazing, you know? Jeff, my executive sous chef, Jeff is so detail-oriented. Like, when Jeff makes something, like, it's definitely got his stamp on it because it looks exactly like whatever it's supposed to look like. You know, right now he's down there doing a Cuervo bottle, and I know that when it's done, it's going to look just like a Cuervo bottle. I mean, you know, like, he's just that, like, he looks at everything from every angle. He'll look at a model, he'll sit there and sketch out diagrams. I mean, he'll do stuff, and it is just perfect, you know. So, you know, everybody's got a specialty. I just hired a new guy, Richard, who is taking over a lot of the sort of the power tool stuff from me. I work in wood and metal and combine that with cake a lot. I've never worked in a cake shop before, and I don't know how to solve problems that somebody who is trained in how to decorate traditional cakes knows how to solve those problems. I am a redneck from a very small town in Massachusetts, and so I know how to solve problems the way that I know how to solve problems, and that way is, you know, get as many power tools as you can, get as much lumber and metal as you can, get an arc welder and build things and figure it out. And so we haven't reinvented the wheel, but we've definitely improved upon it, I think, you know. I have 10 employees and we do like 20 to 25 cakes a week, you know, and if you think about it, that's a lot of employees per cake, you know, that's a lot. And, you know, I used to work in a restaurant in California, this place called the French Laundry, and it was like, we had 30 cooks for 90 seats, where most places have, you know, 3 cooks for, you know, 100 seats. I mean, it was insane. The amount of cooks that we had per person eating there was, like, absolutely out of control. But the food was amazing. And that's what we go for. I mean, we are a specialty shop that does a special thing. We don't make the bargain cakes. We don't even make sheet cakes. We don't even make cupcakes. We don't make danishes. We don't make cookies or pies or scones or muffins or any of that other stuff. All we make is crazy, amazing decorated cakes that people, when they walk in, they're like, wow, look at that. I think a lot of cake decorators take themselves a little too seriously. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, it's one of the branches of pastry that is sort of like the pinnacle of sort of artistry. And when you get to that point, you know, you can encounter a lot of egos and a lot of, you know, people being snotty, I guess, is a good word for it. And so there's a lot of really snotty cake decorators out there, and I think with us, it's like, wow, here's like this dude. He was a graffiti artist. He's got a jail record. He's, you know, he can take apart an engine and put it back together. And at the same time, he makes wedding cakes. Like, that's weird. I guess, you know, all of us, we're kind of an enigma. I became a pastry chef, and then I moved back to Baltimore and made all my friends pastry chefs. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of funny. Like, none of them ever thought ever that they would be doing anything remotely like this, but it turns out that they're all, like, they got the skills. I mean, there's, like, Sherry, for example. I remember her first week working for me. I was making a pug, this cake in the shape of a pug dog. So I'm making this pug, and Sherry's like, hey, let me try that. And I was just like, it's your first week, you know, let me kind of get you familiar with the materials, and then we can kind of ease into this, because, you know, making a dog is one of the more advanced things that we do. I mean, it's tough, you know, it's really hard. So Sherry, I was just like, no, really, let me give it a shot. And I was like, okay. So, she carved the head out, did the fondant, you know, which she had never done before. That took me like 4 months to get right, and she got it right in about an hour. And, she made this pug that was so lifelike, it was scary. And I'm looking at this dog that Sherry made, and it was amazing. And she's like, hey, what do you think? You know, and like she airbrushed it herself and painted everything and did the whole thing herself. And I was just like, yeah, that's pretty good for your first dog. You know what I mean? Like, and it was 50 times better than any pug I could have made. I mean, it was really good. And I was just like, you got the job whenever we have a dog, you know? I mean, seriously, it's just amazing. Like, the people bring their own talents and things that they've learned elsewhere, and they bring it here and they use them, you know? We have a really good team and a really good family, and it's like we have all the you know, dysfunctions of a regular family, but you know, we love each other, and it's there's a lot of mutual respect, and everybody here knows is sort of united by a common purpose. You know, everybody here knows that our job is to make people smile, make them happy. When they walk in and see that thing sitting there, be it a wedding, a birthday, anniversary, bar mitzvah, anything, our job is so they walk in and go, wow, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen, you know? And everybody here has that innate need to create,